Looking at the ferry Columbia from the shore in Wrangell at about 11:45 in the morning on Wednesday, there didn't appear to be anything amiss. That is, except that the 418-foot ferry wasn't supposed to be in Wrangell. The Columbia should have left for Ketchikan at 6:15 that morning, but an overnight fire in its bar delayed the ship as 11 people were taken off the ferry to be medically evaluated. Stephen Harrison is a crew member on the Columbia. He was part of the fire response team.
In the bar last night at 3:15 in the morning, there was a general alarm went off, and they said that it was not a drill, which is pretty obvious. At 3:15, we wouldn't have a drill in the middle of the Wrangell Narrows. So all the people on Fire Team 1, we jumped up and ran for our fire suits. They told us to get dressed, and we all donned our fire suits, put on our oxygen tanks, and went on oxygen because the ship was filling up with smoke.
By the time Harrison got to the fire, he says it had already mostly been extinguished by another crew member.
But there was still smoldering, so we took water in and sprayed down the bar. So there's a lot of dirt and debris and ashes in the bar mixed with the ABC fire extinguisher stuff. So it kind of made a little bit of a mess, and it's going to take us a while to clean up.
Harrison says his 6-person fire team was using supplemental oxygen, which helped them avoid the effects of smoke inhalation. But other crew and passengers felt the effects. Shannon McCarthy is a spokesperson for Alaska's Department of Transportation, which oversees the ferry system.
The crew reacted pretty quickly, but out of an abundance of caution, they wanted to make sure that anyone that was nearby got seen for smoke inhalation.
Emergency medical services in Wrangell transported 11 people to the local hospital for treatment. All the patients had been treated and released from the Wrangell Medical Center by early afternoon, according to a hospital spokesperson, and McCarthy says all 11 reboarded the ship and continued south. Harrison says he thinks the fire didn't cause any serious damage to the ship.
We lost 10 cases of Alaska white beer. Honestly, that's the extent of the damage.
It's not totally clear how the fire started. Harrison says the working theory is that an ice machine in the bar area started the fire.
We're assuming some sort of electrical malfunction, or maybe it was just too close to the cardboard cases of beer. We don't know.
The Columbia came back into regular service on the Alaska Marine Highway in mid-February, after being docked for 3 years as a cost-saving measure. The 49-year-old vessel is the largest of the Marine Highway's 4 mainline ferries, serving larger communities with cabins and berths for longer journeys. The Columbia was briefly tied up for repairs earlier this summer, after crew noticed issues with one of its thrusters and leaking pipes in the ship's fire suppression system. It's not the only ferry that's experienced mechanical issues recently. The Hubbard was waylaid by generator issues earlier this month. The Alaska Marine Highway is running thin, with 5 of its 9 ferries in service as of August 23rd. The Kennecott, Taslina, and Matanuska are in layup in the boatyard in Ketchikan, and the Lituya is in overhaul until August 24th. Harrison says he's proud of the response of the Columbia crew and fire team.
It proved to us that we actually could respond and do what we need to do in the amount of time that we needed to do it. And it all went out really well. It was a great drill. I mean, it was a live fire drill, basically.
The Columbia left Wrangell heading south just after noon Wednesday after passengers and crew returned from receiving treatment. DOT doesn't expect the fire to cause any delay to the ship's schedule. It's expected to arrive in Bellingham on Friday morning. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.